a veteran, right?
Yes. It was the Vietnam War. And I'd been to Senator Mangold with the conflict there in 65, briefly. And then back to Vietnam for the Tet Offensive in 68, after being sent to quell a rise in Detroit in 1967 with the 82nd Airborne Division. So my experiences were like packed in this short period of time, but it was very, very widespread. And that opened my eyes to a lot and educated me to a lot. At the time, I'm 19 years old, 18, 19 years old.
What was it like to be in Detroit?
It was hilarious. I mean, you know, at that time we were young, because the government made this big mistake of sending an outfit who had just come from Vietnam and who were 60, maybe to 70% black. It was a huge mistake that the Pentagon had made in sending us to quell a riot in 1967, almost within days after coming from Vietnam, and all of us were largely, primarily, we were combat vets. And so it was funny because it was a big party. Everybody in the community came and was glad to see us, like, because they know we supported what they were fighting for. So it turned out to be kind of a tit-for-tat thing with the Michigan National Guard and the various predominantly white forces that were sent in to quell the black rioters. And at some point, I think it was about a week and a half later, they realized the mistake they made and they pulled us all out. And the next thing you know, we were put on the transports back to Vietnam as a punishment for losing so many weapons and munitions while we were in Detroit. And that's how I got back to Vietnam. And that plane, it was, people were like almost about to hijack that plane because we had just come from Vietnam. We had just done a year in combat. You know, I had been wounded and it was like, hey. So when we landed in Da Nang the second time for the Tet Offensive, it was a plane load of angry soldiers that they let off that plane. Until I got out of there and a few months later, after Martin Luther King was killed, the United States made some big mistakes during that period. As it turned out, it was a big boon for the movement because it really radicalized a lot of people to doing the right thing.